would you follow me to Mark chapter 5? Mark chapter 5, very familiar passage of Scripture. Beginning in verse number 21, we can begin there. If you're there tonight, would you shout a big amen?
Amen.
And when Jesus passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed and thronged him. Now look with me in verse number 34. Verse number 35. As soon as Jesus had heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe.
Amen.
I'd like to preach a message entitled, Only Believe tonight. Only Believe. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you tonight, God, we thank you for your many blessings. Father, we thank you for your love. God, your mercy and your marvelous, wonderful grace. God, we pray tonight, God, that your will would be done. God, that you would move in this place. God, like you never have before. God, I need you. Holy Ghost, I need you tonight. God, I need you to move in my spirit. God, I need you to fill me up, God, that I might pour tonight into your people, into my family tonight. God, that I might be the example, God, that they need, God, to uplift your name, God, in everything that I do. God, tonight, help me to get out of your way. Hide me tonight. God, behind the cross, anoint me in the very precious blood of the Lamb. God, and we'll forever be careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. In the name of Jesus, we do so humbly pray, and the church said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Blessing God.
I want you to look at verse number 35. I read verse number 36, but look at verse number 35. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master? I want to give to you number one tonight, by way of title, Only Believe. Jairus' peers gave their prognosis. His peers' prognosis. Let me tell you something tonight. I believe that it matters who you hang around. I believe tonight that one bad apple can spoil the bunch. And I believe that if you surround yourself by faithless people, you'll soon be a faithless person.
Amen.
Amen. And I believe that as people came from his house, one of the rulers of his house, not one of the rulers of the synagogue, but one of the rulers of Jairus' house came and told him, he said, Why troublest thou the master? Your daughter is dead.
Come on.
And Jesus said, Be not afraid.
Amen.
And only believe.
Amen. Amen.
I've had this message for probably about four years. That's where we came up with the title last year. When I heard Dallas say, Be not afraid, only believe, I said, that's what we should call the play. But I believe this tonight. I believe that Jesus told him, he said, only believe. And I believe that Jairus had no faith in anything else but the words of God.
Amen.
I believe he had no other option than to have faith in the words
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Listen, do you mind me telling? Tanner the other day popped his shoulder out again. It was Thursday. David had come up here and we had anointed Brother Terry Thursday night. David looked at me and he was kind of crying. He was looking at all of us. He was teary-eyed and, you know, he said, The devil jumps on your back. You know, Tanner popped his shoulder back out and the devil said, See there?
Mm-hmm.
See there?
Only believe.
But only believe.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Have faith and only believe.
Amen.
Listen, I know sometimes things look bleak, and I know sometimes things don't look the best in the world, but have faith and only believe. We're only here for a short while. We are not home yet. Praise God, destination is on the other side of heaven, not this side. Praise God, let's camp out and make heaven home. Praise God, I want to have a family that knows that this ain't home. This ain't the end here. Praise God, I want to surround my people. I want to surround myself with people who are constantly looking at home. Who constantly have their mind set on heavenly things. But I believe tonight. I believe that guy that come and said, trouble not the master, I believe he had no faith in the master. I believe that tonight. There may be some people who say, don't worry about praying for me. I'm too far gone. There's nothing nobody can do for me. You ain't never met my God. What is impossible with men is possible with God. He works in the impossible, amen. He made a name on it. Listen, I like what Preacher Todd Master said. He hung the stars on nothing, hung the moon on nothing, hung everything else on nothing. What makes you think he can't take your nothing and do something with it, amen? Only a God can hang something on nothing. But I want you to understand this. Look with me at verse number 23. And he besought him greatly. I want you to understand, secondly tonight, his problem was urgent. Let me tell you something tonight. There is a problem in the house of God that is urgent. Say, preacher, what would one of those problems be? One of those problems would be the lack of faithfulness or the lack of faith that we have in the house of God. Listen, Jairus, come believing in the master. Amen. Believing that he could do something. Amen. Listen, because he was a ruler of the synagogue. You just don't go to Jesus and say, come heal my daughter.
Yeah, come on.
You don't do that. As a ruler of the synagogue. He broke every law there was to break, I'm pretty sure.
Come on.
To come to Jesus and said, oh, I know you can. This is urgent. I need you to do something. And I believe he broke every law knowing that whatever he did that day, that was going to make it, he was going to make a difference. Something different was going to happen because he stepped out of sight everything he ever known, all the trust, everything he could fall back on, and he stepped out on faith and said, there's a man by the name of Jesus who I've heard can do that which is impossible, and I will seek him out.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You know, sometimes some of our problems have to become so urgent before we'll ever step out on faith.
Amen. That's right.
Our family has to die before we'll ever accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
Come on.
Your mama's got to get cancer before you'll ever come to church. Your mama's got to be on her deathbed before you'll ever pray to God. Because we pull him out like a spare tire and we use and abuse the precious and wonderful and beautiful and powerful name of God.
Amen.
We abuse that. Brother David, I've let him down more times than I can count. And I'll tell you this, there's another problem that's urgent. I preached a message this morning entitled, It's Almost Supper Time. Preached on the marriage supper of the Lamb, and it almost being time to sit down at the table, to eat dinner with the precious Lamb of God.
Amen.
See, there's one problem. We still got lost family that won't attend.
Amen.
There's an urgency in that problem.
Amen.
Brother David, I've got a brother that's lost and undone.
Come on.
Dying and on his way to hell. Brother Tony, how would you feel about going to the mayor's supper of the Lamb if you knew Megan wasn't going to go with you?
Go ahead.
How would you feel if you knew Tanner and Tucker wasn't going with you? How about Heather?
Come on.
How about Blake? How about Benji? How would you feel if you really sat down and thought about it, that your kids and your family are not going to be there because you have failed to witness to them time and time and time again? Because it was convenient for you to keep your mouth shut.
Come on.
Or maybe you've tried one time and they shut you down and you just not tried again. Let me tell you something. God's word is sharper than any two-edged sword. You give them the word of God and go home. Because if you give them your opinion, you'll fall flat on your face.
Amen. Come on.
They can trip you up with your opinion, but give them God's word and let them debate God's word, not you.
Amen.
Amen. But I'm going to move tonight. I'm going to move. It says, my little daughter, life at the point of death, I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and while they yet spake, verse number 35, there came one of the rulers of the house, a certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? And as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto her, unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid and only believe. Thirdly tonight, I believe his plea was persistent.
Amen.
I was thinking about Jamie as he plays Jairus in the play. And they come and they tell him, thy daughter's dead. And then Jamie looks back at Jesus and says, Jesus. This is the job for you, man. Martha looked unto him and said, I know that in the last day he will rise in the resurrection. And Jesus looked back at her and said, I am the resurrection. Ain't you glad tonight that the resurrection lives inside of you? You say, preacher, what do you mean? Well, you once were dead, but now you live. You have risen in the grace and the mercy and by the blood of Jesus Christ into the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen.
His plea was persistent. I believe tonight if we've got a problem. And I'll just go ahead and tell you, church, there's things in my life, and I know this is going to blow your mind, and I know you're better than me, but there's things in my life that I need to work on, and I need to do more. You know, there's sins of omission and sins of commission. Sins that we commit and sins we omit. Sins we, things we fail to do in praying to God, in reading His Word. You say, preacher, you fail to pray and read every day? I might not fail to pray over my food, but yeah, I might fail to get alone and pray with God. I might fail to get alone and earnestly seek the face of God. I might even fail to read His Word every day. You say, preacher, I can't believe you would tell this. Let me tell you something. I've told you this. I'm sick and tired of going to church where people are fake. I'll be real if nobody else will. Don't look back at me and tell me you're the most perfect thing that's ever set on a church house pew, because you ain't.
That's right.
You had to be saved just like everybody else. Because let me tell you, if there was one perfect person on this earth, he'd have never died. His blood would have never been shed. Because if you could be perfect, that means all of us could be perfect. You are not perfect tonight. You still needed the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Like the preacher said tonight, we have failed to remember where we come from. We've put on a suit and we've put on nice clothes and we've been sitting in a church house for 20 years. And now we think we're better than everybody else. And you think that you can do whatever you want to do and you can say whatever you want to say because you've been sanctified. Let me tell you something. Sanctification is a process and it ain't over in you.
Amen.
Sanctification is something that happens daily where the Holy Spirit continually sanctifies you.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Jesus said, I sanctify myself so they can be sanctified through me. It is a daily process. It's not something that happens in your life and you become perfect. No, you have to kill your flesh. You have to die to yourself daily.
Amen.
Praise God tonight. We need to be real. Amen. I believe tonight his plea was persistent.
Yes.
I believe that sometimes we just need to pray without ceasing.
Amen. Absolutely. Amen.
And I've told you this. I've failed. To pray for my brother without ceasing.
Go ahead.
Come on. Uh-huh. You tell me you pray for your lost family every day without ceasing. Don't lie to me. My God, we need to be real tonight. My God, if we'll acknowledge it, maybe we can change.
Amen.
Preacher, it ain't something that happens overnight. People think that salvation just changes your life and you become this perfect Christian that just does everything on T and you just read your Bible every day and God makes time for you to pray and your job is going to be better and this is going to be easier and no sickness is ever going to come in your life and just everything's just going to be hunky-dory. Well, let me tell you something. Living the Christian life is probably one of the hardest lives to live. Amen?
Come on.
You know, sometimes we look around and those people who are living like the devil's got more than they'll ever need. And us living for the Lord, the one that's got everything, and we broke as a joke. They ain't got two nickels to rub together, but praise God we're on our way to heaven.
Yeah. Amen.
Listen, I used to tell my Meemaw, I said, Meemaw, we just ain't got a lot of money. She said, son, we're rich in God's love.
Amen.
We got all we need. We've got forgiveness. We've got salvation.
Amen.
We've got all of heaven.
Amen.
It's mine tonight.
Amen.
But I've failed. I failed to do that pleading persistently. Brother Tony, for our young people, for our church, how many of you want to see us tear down this building? I was talking to Trevor the other day. I said, I'll be honest with you. I'd be glad to see us have to tear down that church.
Come on.
He said, what in the world are you talking about? I said, I'd like to see us have to build a building 3 or 4 times that size.
Yeah.
Where God is just moving.
Amen.
But listen, he can only move if we let him. Listen, we have the power to quench the Spirit. If we didn't, he wouldn't have told us, quench not the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. God, let the Spirit move in his house. God, let's pray without ceasing. Let's plead with God that he would do something in our church, in our children's life. These three boys sitting up here on the front row, y'all want to see God do something in their life?
Amen.
Praise God, it starts with us.
Amen.
It starts with us doing the right thing. It starts with us showing them that it's okay to go to an altar of prayer.
Come on.
When you need something. Listen, Preacher Mike told me this. He said, going to an altar of prayer is the greatest faith builder ever been in a church.
Come on.
I said, what do you mean, preacher? He said, well, you step out in the middle of an aisle, walk before everybody in the church, kneel down at an altar, and pray to a God you can't see, believing that he's going to hear you.
Yeah. Amen.
You say, preacher, how do you know that God will hear my prayer? Well, I'm a living testimony that he responds because he's answered a couple of mine.
Amen.
Listen, that might not mean nothing to you, but it sure does mean a heap to this old boy right here. That God would care enough to say, oh, that's Dad Jacob's praying again. Let me just listen and pay attention to what he's having to say. Oh, he's got some trouble going on. Oh, let me just fix that for him. Listen, God can tonight. Lastly tonight, I believe that his practice was powerful. Jesus told him, he said, be not afraid and only believe. I believe his practice was powerful. I believe there was power in those words. I don't believe Jesus said them for naught. I don't believe he said them just to say them. I believe he said them with a reason. I wouldn't even go as far to say that if Jairus had lack of faith and didn't believe that his daughter might not have got up that day, Jesus might not have went with him. But I believe because Jairus had faith and wasn't afraid and believed in the power of an almighty God, there was something different done in his life. Can you imagine somebody being a part of the synagogue and studying the scripts and studying the scrolls and reading and learning of the prophecy of the Messiah and how he would do such great things? And here he stands before you. And you've broken every law to get here. And you said, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to Jesus because I know he can do something. Because I don't have faith in anybody else. Listen, all of my hope is in a man named Jesus. Listen, I believe tonight that man that day, that he had no hope left but what was in Jesus, and that was enough.
Amen.
As I think about the woman with the two mites that gave that day in the temple, and those who gave of their plenty, and Jesus said, look at her. She's given more than everybody in here because she gave of everything she had, and they have given of their plenty. If we would give all that we've got and put it into the hope of Jesus Christ and put all of our faith not in man and not in the government and not in the laws of this land and not in the hope of a new president, but in the hope of a returning God,
amen.
Things
amen.
Might change, amen.
Amen.
If we would quit hoping for things to get better over here and hoping for God to come back so we can see how things is going over there, I believe our attitude might change.
Amen.
I tell people all the time, we talk about the old ship of Zion. And I tell them, I said, people would pick up an oar and start rowing. We might get there a little faster. But you got some people who's just kind of lazy. You know what I'm saying? Now, we need somebody to mop underneath that deck over there in the Life Center. Do that for the Lord. Whoever you are, do it for the Lord.
Amen.
Listen, that might be your two mites putting it in. You've give of everything you have. Maybe you don't have but 5 minutes left in a day, and you go and mop that. You give everything you have. Listen, we need to give of our time to the Lord.
Amen.
But I don't know what you're going through tonight. I don't know what you're faced with. But I tell you this, be not afraid and only believe. He's been too good to us. He's proven to us time and time and time again that he can.
Amen.
Miss Linda Snipes, God can't he, sis? Brother Mike, she was telling us, she said, Brother Mike was just, hey, they was all tore up, and I told them, don't y'all worry about me. I'm coming out of here. I'm fine. Listen, she come back and come back stronger, I believe. Amen. She's doing good. Why? Because God can.
Amen.
She had faith and only believed. Amen. She believed in the name of Jesus, in whom she's called on many a time to come down and to do that which men were incapable of doing, and bring her back better than she was before. Praise God for a God that can.
Amen. Amen.
Be not afraid and only believe. Dear Heavenly Father,